Okay, Tony McNamee, another new season. Looking forward to a new campaign.
Yeah, well, obviously, the way we finished the season last season, I think everyone's sort of a wee bit excited to come in at the start of this season. Pre-season's obviously not the most important thing, but results-wise, we sort of need to get around ourselves. Yeah.
You and Barry, you were among the first to put pen to paper ahead of the new campaign, Tony, so I'm sure you were always glad to get that sorted so that you could get down to concentrate and getting back to action.
Yeah, well, obviously at the end of every season, you want to take a week or two before you sort of decide what you're doing for the following season. So, again, I think Barry and Mark Tillman were the first two, and then myself and a few of the other boys got signed up towards the end of November then. But no, towards the end of the season, because we've finished the season so well, it was another reason to come back, and just excited now towards the start of the season.
The feeling would be that you're part of a squad that's improving year on year.
Yeah, well, since I know it took 2 years out, but the squad seems to improve every year since I came into the club in 2015. I know you're getting more boys from, not from around the county, but technically wise, we've probably the best squad that we've had in years. Obviously, the first thing any Harps team, that anyone wants from a Harps team, is that basically, first and foremost, you work hard and you do the dogged stuff fairly well and make Fim Park a hard place to come to win. But technically, we've probably the best squad of players that we've had in the years I've been here anyway.
And having options and strength and depth is important too, Tony, because last year was a shortened season because of the COVID and the restrictions, etc. This year, hopefully, we won't have that, so that'll mean a 36-game season, which will obviously eat into the panel.
Yeah, well, again, no one wants to come here and sit on the bench or even sit in the stand and watch the games. There's, 27 or 28 players here. Everyone wants to play. And it's just one of them things, I suppose. You'll probably be playing twice a week and you'll just need the basis of the squad. I don't think every player will play every minute in the whole season. Mark Antony will probably claim that he will, but no, we've got the basis of a good squad now, to be fair. There's competition for places all over the pitch, and it'll be a brave help.
Yeah. What about yourself? How have you found pre-season? Are you one of these players that dreads the hard work?
I'm not a big fan of pre-season, but again, everyone probably comes into the pre-season nowadays in decent shape. You don't want to be left behind, and then it's just a matter of sort of getting fitter as the games go, or as the time goes on. And then with the likes of the matches now in pre-season, it's about match fitness as opposed to your training.
You guys are blessed with these facilities here at the community centre in Letterkenny, Tony. Great pitch out there to be working on, despite the bad weather. There's no problems there in terms of the playing surface.
Oh yes, the one thing that we're lucky with is the fact that we have the community centre here. To be fair, the Finn Valley have been very good to us as well. Obviously, you want to play on as good a surface as you can. You'll get nothing different out of Lasseter, regardless what the weather is. There was a couple of days with the bad snow that we got the pitch cleared enough for us to train, but. No, we're lucky to we have excellent facilities here.
Yeah, because so many other sports aren't able to train so many other players and other teams. Tony, they're probably passing by and looking down at you guys training with envy.
Yeah, it would be. I've spoke to a few boys that the likes of boys playing intermediate football here, even the boys that I played Gaelic with and all, and I wouldn't say they're not happy with it, but. As I say, it's not really our fault that we've been told we can go ahead and train and everything. We're lucky enough that we're allowed to train and we're allowed to play.
Listen, best luck for the new season.
Thanks.